June 24, 2013. First, I'd like to invite everybody to join the mayor and council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our day, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please join us in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda is the approval of the regular session minutes of June 10th. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the regular session minutes of June 10th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that the vote is 4-0 with Councilmember Paul absent. The next is the approval of the executive session minutes of June 10th.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the executive session minutes of Monday, June 10th, 2013. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It also passes 4-0. The reason for the closed meeting on June 10th was to discuss the appointment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, recognition, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom the town has jurisdiction. The second reason was to protect the privacy or reputation of individuals with respect to a matter that is not related to public business. And third was to consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. The item number two on our agenda is a request for a special event, the Heritage Festival.
This is a new event. It's a Heritage Festival. It got started discussing the 150th anniversary of the town of Berlin, which is in 2018, but we wanted a dry run or get started on this ahead of time, and so we put together Ms. Pat Deniers here. She's chairing this event, and it's going to be Saturday, July 6th, vignettes by different costumed actors, some vintage cars, various things that celebrate the history of Berlin on that Saturday. Minor street closure, no food vendors. I think I'm going to eliminate one of the electric boxes, and it'll be just porta potties. So it is a new event. We hope it could be our kind of our test run for a bigger and better thing for the 150th anniversary,
which is about 5 years away.
5 years from now.
Does anyone have any questions for Michael Day regarding the application for approval for Heritage Festival on Saturday, July 6th from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.? Is there a motion to approve the special event?
So moved.
Can we have a motion to approve the Heritage Festival of July 6th by Councilmember Purnell? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The festival is approved 4-0. Next is we have our annual presentation by Worcester Youth and Family Counseling to the town, I think for 3 years, maybe, has contracted to operate a youth program for the town of Berlin. So come up and you introduce yourself. Even though we know you are, it's for the
record. Okay. We brought some new friends with us today.
Okay.
We'll get to them later, I think.
Okay, that's great.
Teresa Fields, Executive Director for Worcester Youth and Family.
And Melanie Windsor, Youth Project Coordinator with Worcester Youth.
Where should we start?
Okay. We haven't been here since, I think it was February. So we have some winter and some spring, and we've already had 3 weeks, so we're starting our third week of summer. So we have a few things to cover. Just as we start off like we usually do, we have our demographics. And it usually, there's percentages on there, but I think because of the way that the PowerPoint translated over to you, you don't see the percentages, but these are actual numbers. For ethnicity breakdown, we had 35 African-American children, 20 Caucasian children, and 8 Hispanic children that have participated in our activities from, I would say, February until actually this week that just went by, which is when I tallied all of this up. Field trips and activities. We visited the Harlem Globetrotters. We took 32 children. It was raining. It was terrible outside, but we had a lot of fun at the actual Globetrotters. We had one of our first of many parent and children information nights, and we actually were very fortunate to have Deputy Trotter come from the Worcester County Sheriff's Office, and he's the community liaison officer or outreach officer, and he spoke to the children about safety, stranger danger, internet safety, even a little bit of basic online kind of identity theft safety, which is very interesting. He said that it's a very important topic for children to start to learn now, which we don't really realize, but he had a lot of literature on that, and we had over 30 kids and parents and family members come to that event, and we were very thankful to see that kind of a turnout. For the second year in a row, we participated with the Easter egg hunt at the Head Start in Berlin for their father's involvement activity. We provided the eggs and helped hide them. Spring celebration in conjunction with the spring celebration that the town already has. We offered activities in our office in the Ray for children to come through, and we probably had between 50 to 60 children come through that day. We had a boardwalk scavenger hunt, which the children actually raised money in. Well, they didn't raise money. They did raise money, but they made, if you guys remember the Christmas bulbs that they made back at Christmas time to sell to raise money, one of the big things that they wanted to do to use their money was to go to the boardwalk, so that's what we did with it. And we had a scavenger hunt where we went all up and down the boardwalk, and they had to find different landmark things, and then we were able to go get pizza, so that was a big day. Some more pictures from that. We also put a team together for the Memorial Walk at St. Paul's United Methodist. We had, I think, between 30 and 40 staff, kids, Sages girls, which are our teenage girls, and family members also that participated in that walk. We helped organize and put together and will help to maintain the Reading Garden behind Head Start of Berlin, and I can talk a little bit later about how that came together, but we're actually next week going to go out and take the kids out to look at it and see what kind of maintenance we need to do, if there's anything we need to do, and learn about that. So that's coming up all summer long. We had some kids get together for the Take Pride in Berlin Week and the cleanup in Henry Park. You can see us on our big pile of mulch there. They played mostly, but...
Melanie and all the kids.
Yeah, Melanie, yeah, that's me, in the middle. But they did more playing than work, but that's okay. They enjoyed it. Both at the May Day Play Day event and the basketball tournament in Henry Park with the ribbon cutting, we came out and did some face painting with the kids. Two ongoing activities that we've continued, we found that were very popular, so we would like to continue, is the art program that I've talked about before, but we've continued it up until this month. On the second Friday art stroll, we have kids come in. Sometimes their parents drop them off while they walk around. Sometimes they stay with them, depending on how old they are, but they've been well attended. And we actually started a boys club at Stephen Decatur Middle School in the last... I guess it would be quarter of their after-school program. We had about 7 boys, and they were 7th graders. Seventh graders. And these are just some of their activities that they did. They didn't really want me to take the pictures, but we did all different activities and kind of in a loosely based group therapy style, but it's all about growing up and the things that matter to them as growing young men. And that is something that we're looking to possibly continue in the summer if we could find the kids. Teresa can talk more about that. But then also into the school year next year with the 8th grade and a 7th grade group. And so far, because we're in our third week of summer, we've gone on the boardwalk to Ripley's Believe It or Not. We've also started a sandcastle building club for the kids, where we're going to practice once a week building sandcastles and then actually compete in the sandcastle competition in Rehoboth in the beginning of August. So it's all about team building, creativity, how do you make something from the ground up and work as a team while getting to go to the beach, which is nice. The YMCA swim lessons that we went to last week, another picture from Ripley's Believe It or Not. here's a big picture from those swim lessons. We had 20 kids. 20 kids and I had 6 helpers, so that was fantastic to be able to go there. At the top, that's Crafts for a Cause. We started to do different crafting activities that have a purpose to give back or to fundraise. The first one that we did, we made scarves for the ladies of the Mack Center, and if we have extra, we'll either take them to the nursing home or maybe to Diakonia or something like that in the wintertime. So that was just our first one last week. More swim lessons. This is story and activity time, just reading a book and giving them a place to go to have something to do and make a craft that goes along with the book. That's one of our scarves for Craft for a Cause, and then more story time. He's here.
Got another scarf.
Yeah, he made that today, and that's not a scarf, but he made it. It's okay. Yeah, it's a cape. He put it together. So. And the last thing, should have been the first thing, but that terrible day that it rained that Monday, and then our rain date was the terrible day that it rained on Thursday, we still had between 55 and 60 people, family members, kids, and teenagers come for our kickoff, and it was in our office, and we were crowded, but we went out into the street, so... These are just 2 things that we did. We played games, and we made the best of it with the space that we had, and a pie eating contest, and we had fun. So it was some old-fashioned fun. We had a lot more activities planned, but we think at the end of the summer, we're going to maybe have like an ice cream social type of thing in the park again to try and be able to go with what we had planned in the first place. Just our community partners. We have a lot this time, and we're very thankful for that. Again, the Worcester County Sheriff's Office and Deputy Trotter. Chipotle and West Ocean City actually gave us the free food for the parent night, so that was also, I think, helped draw some of the parents in. Chop Tank Electric Co-op has actually given us a grant in the form of a gift card to Walmart for food, which has been very helpful. The Lower Shore Family YMCA for helping organize and give us a good rate for the swim lessons. St. Paul's for partnering with us on the walk. Head Start of Berlin for the different activities that we do there. And they also are very generous, and they let us pass out all of our papers, and we'll send all the papers home for the kids and their families during their graduation program, which is helpful. The Worcester County Arts Council for the continued supplies that they gave us for the arts night. Stephen DeGator Middle School and their after-school program, they let us come into the school and actually offer that to the boys, which was very nice of them. SAGES is actually our program, but I had to put them on here because they've done so much for us. They come and do their volunteering with us. They come out on their own time and volunteer with us. And a lot of them, actually, they're 12 and 13 and some are 14, and they refer their little brothers and sisters to our program or to SAGES when they become of that age. So they're a good group this year. The Salisbury University Social Work Program, Micro Community Project Program, big mouthful, is the group of girls that actually put together the Reading Garden Project. And they got in touch with me, and we kind of worked together on that. University of Maryland Eastern Shore Community Counseling Program offers an intern for the winter and spring who was extremely helpful with setting up some of the stuff that we have going on now. Worcester Technical High School is actually sending us, for the second year in a row, a grant funded through them intern for getting career experience, and she actually started today. So she will be working with us all until the end of July on the different activities that we have going on. Girl Scouts of America, Women Supporting Women, and Worcester County 4-H are all going to help come do some of the projects for the Craft for Calls that I was talking about. And one person that I left off, and I should not have, but is the Good Farm of Berlin, is actually the organic farming where you go and you work the land and work with the animals, and then you get to take things home with you. We're in works with them to take the kids out possibly on Tuesdays in August, which I'm very excited about because they need to get out there and do the work and then also get to take the nice fresh veggies home. Yeah, and take the nice fresh vegetables home. And they have a really good message, so that's fantastic. So I think, okay, I won't go that far. Okay, we have a couple of people to introduce, but I'll let Teresa do that.
Oh, I just have a brief thing to add. Melanie's done a fantastic job again this year, this school year, working with the kids and creating good energy for the program. As far as funds to the program, this past fiscal year, 6/30/13, which is almost over, Worcester Youth has contributed $26,000 in additional funds to support the program, and well over $100,000 in in-kind support for the program this year, as well as we are working with a group of staff members to develop additional programs as we see needs within the groups of kids that we're working with. And Melanie talked briefly about the boys group. We're also looking at some social skills, therapeutic groups, that we're working on developing out of this program as well. But kudos to Melanie. She's done a great job this year. And thank you again to the town for partnering with us for this very important program. I think it's very successful.
I can hear Church's phone.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Calvin Garrison is here. Can he stand up? I told him I was going to put his picture on there, but I thought it was better if he came. Calvin is, thanks to you all, our first paid intern. Thank you for the grant that came from the town to give us, to reward him for his good work last year. And he can tell you a little bit more about himself, and you all can feel free to ask him questions about what he's done so far.
Hi. My name is Calvin Garrison. I'm recently a senior at Stephen Decatur High. Last year I volunteered with the Berlin Youth Club, and this year, as Ms. Melanie said, I am now a paid intern for the summer help. The program is phenomenal. The kids love it. The kids know me and Ms. Melanie. It's like a big old family. We have a lot of kids, and we love what we do, and I absolutely love it, and I love spending my summer this way.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we did bring some kids. Oh, I have one more thing to say. We had several interns that I wanted to tell you that one of the things we're trying to incorporate into the program is kind of, we know there's a hard gap to fill between 12s and 13 to 14-year-olds. You're too young to work and you're too old to be in a camp. But we have several volunteers from the Berlin area that are responsible, very responsible 13 and 14-year-olds, that are operating as volunteers, but also in more of an elevated, like a mentor capacity. And we're hoping that we can do something with Sage's girls and partner them with a girl, too, that's in a program in a mentoring capacity. So we're trying to bring it all full circle with everything that we do.
So you don't have any age gap is what you're
That's what we're trying, hoping to do. It would be really difficult to hit all those 12s and 13, 14-year-olds. But a lot of the kids that were with us in our first 2 years, or maybe it's the third year, that aged out, if they have an interest, then they come back and they've helped us. So that's been really nice. I'm going to bring the kids up. If you all want to ask them any questions, you can.
It's so easy. Can you hear me talk? Come on.
Want a microphone? You wanna...
Yeah. Tell us some of the things that you did that you enjoyed about the camp.
Go ahead. Say, I'm
what
on
was
there.
It again?
Tell them what you enjoyed.
I enjoyed the swimming lessons. Mm-hmm. And
the pool.
And the pool. And...
Tell them where you went last year. The zoo. Andre is 6, by the way.
Karen, can you come up? Yeah.
Come on. Oh, okay.
You have the floors.
We did a lot of things. We made, these houses. We made, a beach house.
Picture frame.
Picture frame. And we put stickers and made it into a beach house. And we did a lot more stuff, but it was all fun.
It was all fun. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're not shy. You don't have to speak in the microphone.
You can just talk.
You want to say what you like?
Why don't you tell them about what you told me earlier about the swim lessons that you learned that you didn't know before?
Well, I learned about if a boat crashed, you have to put your head back. Mm-hmm. And you have to put your head back and put your knees together. And if you find somebody next to you, you hold your elbows. And the other thing is that the pool was fun. Because, this Friday, we're going
to swim. Mm-hmm.
To swim. And, a little bit when we took the swimming lessons, I think a little bit I know how to swim.
Yes. Wow. I don't know if any, they're our two most talkative, so I don't really know if anybody else wants to say anything.
Or
if
you guys
want to
say something.
I like when we go to the Shadlanding pools. Mm-hmm. And
can you tell them what we did today when we made the cards?
And today for veterans, we made cards to send to them.
in our craft class.
In the crafting for college classes. Mm-hmm. And also we did a little bit of sculpture.
Thank you.
Yes, you can help. You want me to tell them? Rebecca wants me to tell you, but she's too scared. That last year we had science class and we did the activity with the egg and you had to create something around it to try and guard it from getting broken. And she always talks about that. That's her favorite thing. So that's what she wants me to tell you. I don't think we have anything else to present unless you all have any questions for us. Or
where are the swim lessons now?
We had them at the YMCA in Pocomoke.
And how many lessons?
It's one day, and it's about 4 or 5 hours. And they practice the swimming first, and then she goes into the water safety, you know, reach or throw, don't go, and the actual, like, what she was referring to if a boat crashed, kind of like an emergency thing with a life jacket thing on. So it was a one-day thing. We had a full house. We had 20 kids. And I think that if I had more kids, I think 8 new ones for that. If I had more kids come, it's something that we talked about. We'll take them back at the end of the year if we have a group of kids that didn't get to go the first time. But they really did. They learned it, and then we went the very next day to Shad Landing, and they practiced, which was fantastic.
You got a good intern because he's right out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and he has a lot of enthusiasm. I know. But Calvin volunteered for every single thing that we did last year. The only time he didn't come to something is he was away at a leadership conference. And we didn't have to ask him. We knew he was there. And he definitely did a good job on top of that, so he definitely deserves it.
Kevin, have you enjoyed your internship so far?
Yes, I have.
I almost didn't know who you were talking about when you said Calvin.
Jay, excuse me. Calvin Jay, I know. He referred to himself as Calvin the first time I met him, and I didn't know any better. And then everybody's like, who are you talking about? I was like, yes.
Good. I think you make a good role model, so hang in there. And I think it's great that the youth of the community are now helping lead the youth of the community. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for these ladies?
But Calvin didn't tell us his plans for the fall.
Yes.
I plan on attending UMES in the fall, commuting back and forth, taking a business to get my business degree to start my own nonprofit.
Thanks.
Thank you. Very nice presentation, and thank you, the young ladies and gentlemen, for your participation as well.
No problem.
Appreciate it, and we hope you have a great summer. Sounds like you're getting off to a great start.
Yeah.
Next is item 4, which by no coincidence is the renewal of the contract that we do this time for the beginning of the fiscal year. For contract with Worcester Youth and Family to coordinate the youth program. And this annual contract is for a full year. It starts July 1, 2013, and then next July 1, 2013, and then June 30th, 2014. The total amount for the year is $24,000. But it's paid out in installments of $2,000 per month. The terms, as I understand, are exactly the same as the current contract?
That's correct. Mr. Gaskell put this together, and it's the same as last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay. Does anyone have any questions or any discussion regarding the renewal of the contract for the youth program to Worcester Youth and Family Council? And we have a motion to approve the contract for $24,000 with Worcester Youth and Family Counseling for the youth program for the fiscal year 2014. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you. The motion passes 4-0. Next is discussion about the cater forms of the homeowner's request for a 50% payment related to stormwater remediation. Where we are on that right now is we've requested a workshop that a work session that we'll set up a date very shortly, where our town attorney is going to basically give us an education as to what are the legal obligations of the town, the legal obligations of the homeowners association, because we have several in the town, and we want to know what our obligations are and what our limitations are legally. And then once we understand that, then we can consider what how we wish to address stormwater issues, not just only in the cater farms, but at all the homeowners associations. So we figured first, we want to make sure we all have the same information and the same understanding as a baseline to begin the discussion. And that, I expect, will be within the month, maybe less, but certainly.
Our stormwater engineer is also going to participate.
Oh, good. So, it's mainly first of all, this whole stormwater utility is new. So we figure anything we're doing is setting precedents. So we want to make sure that we've got as much information as we possibly can. Especially when we're dealing with some areas which we've just never had to deal with before. So that's about the extent of that. Does anybody have any additional questions or suggestions or whatever? That's where we stand with that issue. So,
do we know how many homeowners associations and or condominium associations there are in the town?
I do not.
That would be a good thing for us to find out. Put that on the list.
I'll talk to our planning director.
you better see him in the next couple of days.
Don't wait too long.
Okay.
Are we privy to the documents that go with these homeowners associations?
They're all a matter of record. They're all filed in the land records. But they're supposed to be in.
Okay, well, if you could find at least the formal title and how many are within the town limits, and it would maybe be somewhat helpful, I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard, to find out when each one was established. Okay. Quite frankly, it's not something we really can ever keep track of. We didn't have any reason.
I can do that.
Okay. Next is item 6 on the agenda, the discussion about sandwich signs, also called sidewalk signs. David, are you going to look at we obviously received some comment about the ordinance 2013-4 that we talked about the last meeting. This does not address the entire issue. We're going to be considering a second ordinance, and that's 2013-5. So let's take one thing at a time. The ordinance that is before us that was tabled at the last meeting basically allows for the sandwich sign to. Addresses some of the issues, not all the issues, but allows for them to be legal in the town of Berlin as long as they do not do meet all the minimum sidewalk accessibility standards as set by the state of Maryland and for guidelines for pedestrian facilities along state highways. And this case, as far as I know, just by pure coincidence, almost every sandwich sign is on a state highway. We have a couple that are on town roads, but what we're doing is applying the same standard regardless if it's a town street or state street. It's the same town, it's the same area, and we're basically talking about downtown, historic downtown Berlin area is where all the sandwich signs currently exist. So, does anybody have any comments, questions, or suggestions that you wish to this part of the ordinance, which is section 2873. This is not getting into the standards themselves, but the fact that they would be allowed And the other thing that this does, it says that tables and chairs would be allowed, but they have to be approved by the mayor and council.
That's correct.
In other words, any time a business, regardless of what kind it is, most often it's these appears as most applicable to restaurants. But if someone wishes to set up even temporarily, maybe just for just on weekends or just for a couple months out of the year, they would need to come to the mayor and council and simply state what the usage would be, be able to verify that the accessibility requirements would be met, and then we would make a decision right on the spot. It's just to try to keep the process as simple and straightforward as possible. Does anybody have any questions on council regarding this? Because we certainly got some very,
Question. So anything that's existing would need to come back in front of this now, like approval?
Yeah, I think is that the way with the existing anything?
Yes.
And the talking tables and chairs.
Yes, they would have to come and get approval.
Should they lift this from table, Dave, if they're going to talk about the ordinance?
Well, we've had first reading in the public hearing, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
If the mayor and council wishes to address the agenda, or address that item on this agenda, it can. Really, the only thing left to do is whether want to vote or pass
it. And in other words, do we table it again, or do we?
No, you can move on with it if you like.
All the issues that came out of the last discussion were primarily about the second one was we're about to discuss.
And then the main thing that changed on this one is the increase in putting in tables and chairs, showing that it can't be in any type of public walkway,
that's
has to apply to the ADA standards.
That's right.
That's the extent.
That's it.
That's it.
I have no problem making a motion.
You need to correct this section 108.91. It's
108.901. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, I think somebody pointed out that. And that's under section B.
Okay, now you're going to, with the second ordinance, you're going to amend that 108.901.
Correct. You have to do one, and it just makes sense to do this one before we do the other one.
This would only be first reading, which we haven't read.
No.
Well, that's just the draft that was for
draft.
Discussion purposes for tonight.
Okay, gotcha.
This one is up. This one we can vote on. This one is. This is just for discussion, and we're going to get discussion when we.
So the only thing we're considering passing is the 2013 number 4.
That's correct.
And all that really does is say that if you want tables and chairs outside, you got to go to the council.
Right, and if you're going to have a sandwich sign, it has to comply with state highway accessibility standards.
As is anything else?
As do tables and chairs and everything else on the sidewalk.
And it also exempts you from coming before the mayor and council, which I don't think is in the original code. I don't think there's anything
And the reason for that, Mrs. Lynch, is because 108.901 gives each business a sandwich sign. So why would they have to come to the council to ask for a sandwich sign when 108.901 already grants a business owner the right to one sandwich sign? I just wanted to make it clear, since they have to come to the mayor and council for tables and chairs, that you do not have to come for your sandwich sign.
Because you already have that authority.
Because they already have that right to have a sandwich sign.
As long as it complies with the standards.
As long as it complies with the accessibility standards.
And that's as far as this goes.
That's
right
all
now.
It's done.
Okay. Well, then it's accomplishing what we intended.
So, we're Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve.
Just so I'm clear.
Sure.
After we pass this, there should be no tables and chairs on sidewalk until they come in.
But what they need to do is, they need to, I would say this, from a practical matter, they need to come to the next council.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just trying to be realistic.
They might take two.
Yeah. But I think one thing, if they don't come before the council, then we would have to instruct the staff to go down and inform them. But I can't imagine. We're not hard to teach.
Aren't there only three people that have tables and chairs out
on
the street?
Not coming.
Aren't there only three that I
can
think
of?
I can think of two.
There's three.
Okay, so.
If you count the picnic table at the deli.
If what?
If you count the picnic table at the deli. That's not on the side. It's on their property.
Oh, well. Yeah, okay.
There's two on the side.
Yeah. Okay. Then can we ask Mr. Day to let these folks know?
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, give them a personal heads up. All right. Any other questions regarding this? We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve ordinance 2013-4. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Ordinance passed 4-0. The discussion now is about the remaining requirements that would be applied to commercial districts, and what we're considering here is we asked the town attorney to patch together, basically based on the last conversation, the things that came out of that discussion. And David, I guess the best thing is for you to read through it. Is that sound fine?
Well, it's not first reading yet. It has to be advertised.
Oh, okay. I guess the thing is we're going to explain what it is.
For discussion purposes, this is addressing 108-901 of the zoning code. And it's dealing specifically with signs in commercial districts. Subsection D of that section currently reads, well, it doesn't address who or what entity, as currently stated in the ordinance. It does not provide for who or what entity issues the permits. Historically, the historic district has approved it. I am not of the opinion that the historic district commission had the authority to do that under our code. So what we're contemplating is amending 108-901 to read subsection B, sidewalk signs. The director of planning and zoning shall issue a sidewalk sign permit if the following conditions are met. Condition number one is the maximum allowable size shall not exceed 2 feet in width and 3 feet in height. That's a present requirement. Number two is there shall be no more than one sign permitted per business. That's as the ordinance presently states. We were going to delete the third requirement, which requires signs to be removed after regular business hours so they can stay out. That's deleting the third requirement. So now the third requirement would be the sign shall not expand more than 2 feet at the base, and that's as the ordinance presently is configured. We're going to add a fourth requirement, is that the sign is constructed of wood. So essentially, if the mayor and council concurs with this proposed draft, you would have the director of planning and zoning issuing the permits, but that person will not have any discretion whether to issue a permit or not if these conditions are met: the size, the construction, and the number of signs.
What we're doing is under this proposal is simplifying the whole process, because in my opinion, you're taking what should be a very simple administrative process and turn it into a debating society. And for what purpose, I have no idea. But I think everybody's intentions are good. But I think it's simply a matter of when it comes, the Historic District Commission is doing an excellent job of making sure that the revitalization and the continued improvements to our historic areas are going great. And they've historically done a good job, and they continue to. But I think when we start getting down to things as simple as sandwich signs, it should have never been that complicated to start with. And quite frankly, I do not think that it's our place to try or even attempt to regulate taste and that sort of things. That's, if a business has a sandwich sign which is offensive, unattractive, it doesn't make sense, whatever, or I think it would prove to be not an asset but a liability to that business, and that's what the customers decide, that's what the public decides. And I just do not, I think I want to limit how detailed any level of government, but especially right here where the government meets the road on a day-to-day basis, that if these basic requirements, which every sign which currently is out there and has been approved, it's all meet. Every sign that's out there already meets these requirements. So we're not impacting the signs that have been previously approved by whatever means. But I do think that I don't want to get in the business of one group of people in town, regardless of their intent, their goodwill, or their concerns, or their historic perspective, or their artistic perspective, where we have one group of people judging another group of people's taste. I just think that's where I start to feel very uncomfortable with government. I think, you know, we're trying to create parameters here that lets everybody know up front what the requirements are, you meet those basic requirements, then it's up to you to design, you know, put a sign out there that is good for your business and good for your overall image in the community. And if you don't do that, you're the ones that suffer, and you're the only ones that, you can change it in a heartbeat. And, quite frankly, I don't feel comfortable getting into things like taste or censorship and all that and say, oh, this is good, this is not good. Come on, man. We've all got our opinions. And this allows these signs to remain in place 24 hours a day, wherever they are situated. It also, as proposed, limits every business to one sign. Just because you can make, some folks made a very good case about one of the advantageous if some businesses had a second sign. But, it's one of those things where I think as much as we can, we have to try to treat everybody the same. And the location of a business is, I think what we want to do as a community here, and I think is happening, at least my experience, is that every merchant downtown is trying to promote every other merchant, every other business, regardless of if they're on Main Street or not. Main Street is an address. It's our backbone, but it's not the whole town. So I think trying to draw distinctions that fine is not in the best interest of the town in the long haul. I'd rather think people come in and say, all right, and I'll give you a good example with Robin, because I think this was your suggestion to have more than some. If somebody says, where can I get some baked goods? Hopefully they say, there's not just one, there's two. We've got great places here, and then we've got all these places to eat. Everybody being a concierge for everybody else, it's working. So I don't want to do anything to get discouraged with that. I think it's working phenomenally, and I know that I'm hearing about it outside of the area of Berlin. But we're not going to obviously pass this tonight, but at least and copies of this will be available. I guess we'll have it online as well as available in copy at Town Hall tomorrow.
It'll have to be put on the agenda for the next meeting as a first reading.
Okay.
That's what.
Does anyone on the council have any concern with what's being proposed?
I think it's kind of strange. streamline the process a lot better.
Is that a positive?
That's positive, absolutely.
I just wonder.
Absolutely.
I just think we made it unduly onerous to get approval for something that is pretty straightforward. Yes, ma'am.
Did you want me to? You had asked me to bring my plans for my sandwich board.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what you want me to do at this point.
I think, yeah, come on up because I did alert the council to your dilemma. I'll tell you why what's happening here. This lady is Laura Stearman. Okay. Laura, say hi. Laura just opened up the wellness, the spa, where the cigar store used to be. Next to the, and she opened a, early in the month.
About 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 4 weeks ago. And so she went to apply to get a sandwich sign for her business because she had already got approval for her permanent signs, which still does go through historic commissions. So I want to make sure we're making a distinction. Okay? If you're putting a sign on your building, then yes, the historic commission is the process you go through because that's a permanent sign. But when she went to get on the historic district commission agenda, it had already been set up and advertised. So therefore, she was going to have to wait another month.
Till August.
And then wait to get approval. And basically, it would basically been a whole summer without time because we had this transition we went through. So as far as I advised her to come basically invited her to come before the council because if the mayor and council can't make a decision about this, who the hell can? Ooh. You know, it's just like, come on. So basically, so that you're not, so you get it up or down on what you propose. Would you please tell us what you have and if it's
well, I have some pictures. I kind of had to put it together fast because I thought I wasn't going to be doing this until August. And I filled out the sign. But what I'm asking for, but now you've said it has to be all wood. I don't know if this is going to work. It's a hardwood sign. I can show you guys if you want to pass it around.
Yeah, probably will.
It's got a chalkboard on it, and then I've ordered a permanent sign that would be attached. Oh,
to the chalkboard.
I already had to be up here once. And that way, like on the bottom, if I could write a special for the day or that kind of thing, especially if it's a slow day. You know, first three people to come down get $20 off their pedicure or something like that. I don't know.
So is this what you have in mind?
Yeah, it would be that, and then that
Harmony Wellness would attach, it's cool, attached right here, and then there'll be a little bit of space down here.
So the yard sign becomes the permanent part of it.
Yeah.
The chalk area, the chalkboard is what you want.
Right.
The shutters for the day.
Right.
Don't we already have one of our sandwich signs? With an area of the
chalkboard.
Yeah.
So where does this go? This goes on here?
Yes.
Yeah. That will go on here. I, at some point, would love to have a really beautiful sign made like the ones that I've had made, but they were very expensive, and this has to be done.
David, when we say all wood, do we want to put something in there that allows for the chalkboard? Because that's a wood sign that she's proposing with the chalkboard face.
If that's a wood sign, then it's
a wood sign.
Okay. I'm sitting there thinking.
I just want to avoid
that's a plastic yard sign.
Accounting for every conceivable.
Right.
Yeah. You can't do
but
that.
Once you put a wood frame, you can attach anything you want to.
We can change it. I'll change it to construct.
Wood frame?
Maybe the base structure be wood. Also, I'd like to point out that historically, metal signs were all over the place at the turn of the century. So if you could add metal...
But I wouldn't if you wanted to. I wouldn't keep it simple.
Well, I'm going to say it's
not the
base structure of wood or metal.
You know?
The other thing is, with modern technology, vinyl letters are the way... I mean, that's the way to go right now. So if the structure is wood or metal,
And that's what you have. That's, I would say that's fine. But not get into what the lettering, the chalkboard, or all that is, because vinyl signs are so much nicer looking. I mean, the lettering, the images on there are it's almost every sign downtown that's got vinyl letters on it.
But it does make it more weatherproof.
And it makes, yes.
Well, all I'm saying is I'd like to start with the wood and leave it there.
But you want the, really what we're talking about is the base of the sign's wood.
Yes.
You can put chalk, a chalkboard.
We've already got this. They've already been approved. So I don't want to go backwards.
I'll redo number four to say the sign is constructed of a wood base. Okay.
Right? And this sign complies with the size.
Yes, it does, because it's 22 by 28, and I think the sign
requires. This is no more than 2 feet.
That's the outside structure. That's the sign.
Yeah.
Oh, the gap is no more than 2 feet. I they didn't put that in the. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, because if I open it too much, it's not, yeah.
Comes horizontal after a while.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, the only thing I have against the chalk board, it's not as heavy.
Uh-huh.
And wind tends to get it.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
Okay. Well, I can check on it, and I probably on really windy days won't even put it up. And, I wasn't going to even do a sidewalk sign except for you can't see my signs from Main Street because my neighbors, the restaurant next to me, flag, open flag, blocks my signs from Main Street. So no one can see me when they're walking on Main Street, which is really how the whole chalkboard thing started. Not that it's anybody's fault, it's just the way things are set up.
Is it
do you need this anymore?
Okay. So what we're saying is until this ordinance takes effect, anybody that wants a sandwich sign needs to come to the
right. Council. Exactly. So we don't hold up people doing business.
Then you're number one.
Yeah.
And then once if this ordinance in this form or amended in any way, once it is in effect, then that won't be necessary. So this one, I just thought it was a much fairer thing than telling a. You're just tough luck. You got to sit somewhere out because we've got a problem.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because that's a new business. I could use these summer months.
Sure.
So.
I'll make a recommendation, Mayor. If the council is going to approve this, just approve it based on what Dave has proposed so that whoever's going to issue that permit has some guidance on what criteria that you are. We need to ensure what we're approving is what's getting put out there. And if you use this criteria, then that planning director or town administrator can make sure that that's the criteria that you want it to be used.
So I hold on to this?
I think if council approves it, then I would suggest go to the planning office or my office tomorrow and we can do the
Where's your office?
Right in this building, right downstairs.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. That's great. Do we have a motion on the request by Laura Stevens?
I make a motion that we approve her request for the sandwich board that she has presented us.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the sandwich sign for Harmony Wellness Spa by Laura Stearman as presented to the Mayor and Council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Next is we have two different agreements with Cards Computers.
Before we do we need to read into the record to address Tony's concern that staff will issue this permit based on draft ordinance 2013-9. Do we need to do that?
I don't think we have the ordinance, they have to come here.
Yeah.
But again, staff would need to ensure what you're approving is going to meet this proposal. Well, I haven't seen what she gave me, so I need to make sure that it's going to meet this criteria.
Right, and the criteria really hasn't changed other than the it has to be a wooden-based sign. I mean, it still has to be 2 feet in width and 3 in height, no more.
That works.
And it can't expand more than 2 feet at the base. That's what we've always had. It just has to be constructed with wood. If it is, I guess, issue or a permit.
Yeah, the only thing that... Already, we're now...
And for continuity, says Michael's here.
If there's any problems, we're putting you in charge.
Why not?
We have 2 different agreements with Cards Computers, with the computer company that for at least the last, I'm going to say, 3 to 4 years has been our computer software and hardware company that is taking care of the IT requirements for the town of Berlin. The first is a motion by the town of Berlin to approve the licensing and warranty renewal from Cards Computers in the amount of $7,248.60. My question, Tony,
Yes. You'll note that the total proposal that he submitted involves both the warranty and license renewals as well as some actual hard, tangible property. What we're approving at this point is just those renewals. These are basically items that we have to have in order to continue working, whether it be the licenses to use the software or the warranties, just to keep the equipment going should any incidents occur.
Keeps all that in force.
Yes.
And that's the $7,248.60.
Correct. The other items that are listed in his proposal, some of which we either have already decided we will not be taking advantage of this year, or we will have to review them on an as-needed basis throughout the year.
Just $12,000.
The remainder of the proposal.
Yeah, that's $5,000.
Yes. You have a little asterisk next to the
It's the first section, yes. I actually had highlighted it, but it didn't quite show in the black and white copy.
And this is typical of every year. What we'll do is you will give us proposals for additional items, and then Mary will review those with the departments to see if they are needed, and then bring it to council if she feels there.
And through the regular process for the purchase order process.
And these renewals are just 1 year renewals.
Correct.
So do you wish to consider the warranty renewal first? And take action on that, and then we'll move on to the next.
I will move to approve Cards 2014 renewals at $7,248.60.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the continuing licensing and warranty renewal of the Cards Computer for $7,248.60 for fiscal year 2014. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, all opposed?
Okay. And where does this come out of the budget?
IT services, I believe. I'll have to double check that, but it's either IT services or contracted services. General fund.
Okay, and the administrative?
Yes.
Okay. Part B of this, the second part of the contract is with the Cards Computer. This is where they actually provide the services to whenever anything goes bump in the night, our computers having a bad day, trouble with the internet, or whatever.
Well, the user
And other than the users are having a bad day. But in any case, let me ask you, are you satisfied with the service that we've been getting? I mean, I haven't heard anything from Facebook. This is...
I have not heard anything. Otherwise, they are typically very responsive. The only items that we have had to pay for are hard items. That obviously wouldn't be covered under the service contract unless it's covered by warranty.
Okay. So just the hardware, but when there's been a glitch, they've been responsive?
Yes.
Okay. I know in a couple cases, but they've been able to take over the computer
yes.
off-site, fix the problem, and then it just kept running work. Okay, great.
Is this any increase over last year?
No, ma'am.
This is like the gold service thing.
How much data do we back up? It's got a scale in here, and it's a certain price for 200 gigabytes.
We have never gone over that in 5 years. They do provide me with a report on a quarterly basis of however many backup attempts there are, how many failures, which is very rare. But I don't have a hard number as to how much data we're using now.
But we've never exceeded 200.
No.
If you know, just for curiosity's sake, you just ask them because I'm sure they'd be interested in that. Right?
One thing I want to add for the mayor and council, a couple of years ago, I was meeting with Parks and Computers, gave the electrical storm here in town that fried a bunch of stuff, well above what I understood. But one thing that impressed me with Sam Garn anyway, he, in my opinion, he went above and beyond and did a lot of legwork. Get a lot of the warranty work for things that were damaged here that we didn't want to have to pay for. He went above and beyond, and that was one episode. I mean, that was only one time, and I recognize that. But he really impressed me with the work that he did during that event.
Okay. Because we actually lost some equipment. They got us right. That was back all the way.
Yes.
Anybody have any other questions or comments regarding proposed renewal of the contract for cards, computers? Okay, we have a motion to approve the renewal of the annual contract with Cards Computers in the amount of $23,400 for fiscal year 14. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
All right, next is our departmental reports. First, Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Here in Mayor Castle, we are still polishing stonework utility fees today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last day. We still have a couple of accounts to go over, and we will be able to print a trial bill. So far, we have not experienced any problems with including any data to project software. Been working on finalizing the fiscal year 13 and getting ready to roll our accounts and our numbers for fiscal year 14 would be the first time for me dealing with that. So I'm taking, I guess, one step at a time. And I requested some assistance from PPS and Company. Leslie Michael is supposedly visiting us at the end of this week just to give me a hand on going over the accounts and make sure that everything looks good.
So you're starting with the best possible situation, and you have, you basically want to make sure that everything is right before you start the new fiscal year. Is that
fair?
Yep, okay, great, thank you. And next is Deputy Town Administrator Mary Bowen.
Early last week, I published the summer issue of the community news. It's a little different format than I've done in the past, and I just want to make sure that everybody gets either online or if they need a hard copy, contact me and I'll mail it to them.
Great. And I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next, Public Works Director Mike Gibbons.
Thank you, Mayor. The tennis courts at Stephen Decatur Park, we took a look at them, and there was some large cracks in a few spots. We patched those and touched up the paint in those areas. There are still some other hairline cracks, but they're not really tripping hazards. And I'm working on a budget number for Mayor to for the grant request for next year.
Excellent.
A couple other things. The paving on Washington Street, Franklin Avenue and Asham Avenue was completed. And the Flower Street sidewalk project should start back up tomorrow, and that should take 3 more days to complete that, so that should be complete on Thursday of this week.
Excellent. And then it's completely done from one end of the street to the other on both sides.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Next is Water Resources Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We're finalizing the Branch Street well house. We're installing the actual meter that measures the amount of water that we're pumping into the distribution system. Our staff is doing that. We're also cleaning up the property the town owns on 346, the old Rains property, getting prepared for some activity out there with the wind turbine. Also, you'll see some of our staff painting the fire hydrants throughout town. Some of them are in dear need of them. And last but not least, we'll be reading meters in middle to end of this week.
I have one question for you. I noticed with all the new sidewalk work, the stickers that we originally had about
no dumping.
Yes, the stormwater stickers.
Do we have replacements for any place we lost them?
I believe they were all used up, but I will contact our stickers.
Okay, because I can't imagine that they wouldn't be happy to send them to us.
Yeah.
I just thought, wow, it's fresh in our minds because it must be our discussion is what we'll be into. So,
sure, I'll check
in. Yeah, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And next is our Electric Utility Director, Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. On Monday, the 17th, we had a storm that hit here, and we had a lightning strike at the service pole that feeds the Rite Aid down the corner of William and Ocean City Boulevard. Lightning strike did some damage. It damaged the primary that feeds to the transformer that feeds to the building. So we had to take the power down totally to the building for about an hour to make repairs. And we got their power restored. And then also we flagged traffic on Broad Street last week for the new sidewalk that was going in. And Thursday and Friday we replaced 30 meters in the downtown area with the new AMI meters. So right now we should have a total of about 37 remote read meters, which they are all up in the system, I can see them. So they do have the capability of reading them. And then also we generated for the first time this summer today. The peak was peaked out at about 137,000 to 138,000 megawatts to the peninsula, and we generated from 2 o'clock to about 4:15. Also, I received a call from Doug Richards today about the wind turbine.
Yeah.
We should start receiving parts of it this coming Wednesday. It's going to be shipped to Schoolfield Street. The generator itself, the blades and that type of stuff, the hub. And then also the boring contractor is supposed to start this week, install the primary conduit to get down to the location of the wind turbine. So.
And I noticed yesterday I went to the site of the wind turbine going to be with the old range fire. Everything looks like it's all cleaned up. Are we basically ready for them? Is the site in condition it needs to be to start that project, or do we have additional work?
Yes, the site is ready to go, except for there's two trees in the left-hand corner. Well, actually, there's one. One of them fell in half. Yeah, one of the trees we have to remove because it's going to be in the way where the wind's blowing. Take that down. It's a really small tree. It'll probably take a couple of hours at most. Other than that, we're ready to get it. We're just waiting for the contractor to. They've got to bore in a conduit under the asphalt to get down to the location. So I'm waiting for them to come in and start
that. And you expect that to be happening?
Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, okay, that's it. Okay, great.
Yeah, because I met with them last week and they told me they would be starting it this week.
Great. Thank you. That's good.
Also, if you have a chance, the summer guys, college kids have been helping us with the streetlight poles on Main Street. You get a chance to go down to the south end, down by Tripoli, take a look at them. They look really nice. They also replaced some of the globes in them, so from what I understand, I haven't seen it at night, I'll see it tonight. But that lower end looks a lot brighter than it does up here with the globes.
I had the opportunity, I think it was Friday, all the days running together, is to see the fellows at work and working on the streetlights. So we talked, and they were very proud of what they're doing. They were really, really into it, and they showed me a lens that was clean and one that was not. And it's amazing. Other than maybe a few minor scratches that you'll never, you never see, they look like they're new. And for a fraction, from what it's only costing a fraction of the cost, clean them versus trying to replace them, because aren't they something that can't be replaced anymore?
Well, what I found out is 49 of the 61 of them you cannot not buy the globes anymore, they're obsolete. Well, two options you have is to have them cleaned or buy a new fixture, which is $1,400 per pole.
The cleaning pays for itself right away.
Yes.
And also, just so you know, they're painting all of the streetlights with a base coat of solid black.
Correct.
And then when we get starting at the south end of Main Street, working our way north. Once that's completely done, then we'll go back and we'll deal with the antiquing process. I think the key thing is just to get everything looking good as quick as possible. And it'll take a good part of the summer to get that.
They finished painting the poles from Tripoli all the way up to Jefferson today. So they're finished on both sides of the road. I just have to wait to get the globes back that I took to have cleaned. And then once I get them back, I can change out the globes and then take them back to have those.
So you just go work your way up the street?
Yeah, we're just working in sections coming from the south area.
It's amazing. I'm not an expert, but they look brand new. So
yes.
We can't ask for more than that.
When you say take the globes to be cleaned, are we cleaning them or are you taking them to somebody?
I took them to John's auto body, Harrison. What they do is they use this special compound like you use on headlights on an automobile.
Okay.
And they take this big buffer on the inside and outside, and if you see them, they look almost brand new.
So they're sandblasting.
Basically. But
that's great.
But we were looking at spending close to $6,000 to buy new ones, and he's claiming them for $9,000.
That's a pretty $5,000.
Very creative.
They appreciate it, and they can say those fellows. They're really enthusiastic about what they're doing and take the pride in the work. That's,
yes.
Please let them know we appreciate that. And next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. Next month, we're going to start focusing on some of our specialized training. We had an opportunity to get a K-9 grant from the Governor's Office of Crime Control and Prevention, upwards to $1,600 to begin to have our K-9 officers do training in Nashville, Tennessee, comprehensive training for 3 days over legislation itself, the new laws themselves, new techniques, and hopefully we'll come back with some ideas, not only for our agency, but again, to go ahead and present to the group being trained with. Our K-9 program, we do the monthly training in Nashville with Wycomico, Ocean City, Worcester, sometimes Denton, some other ones from Delaware. So again, it's a big group that actually had to split up because they have so many officers training into two separate groups. And again, we have their hope that he can go ahead there, learn the new legislation, again, new techniques, and bring those back also. The two lieutenants are also going to seminitions training. What they're going to be learning is active shooters, and we're actually going to be using seminitions. That means we're actually going to be getting shot at with rubber bullets and those sort of things. Again, progressive type of training, something that we can go ahead and use on a range. That's one thing that the training commission says they want judgment shooting, and they want to go ahead and have some reaction type of shooting instead of shooting at just at targets. So again, just one way that we can go ahead and advance the department in the areas of training.
How long would it take for everybody to get through this training?
Well, again, it's training trainer, and what we do is we have instructors go, and then we'll be able to go ahead and incorporate it with our monthly training. SWAT teams, they go ahead and have to train every 2 months.
and the actual regular officers train every other month. We're required only to go to the range every twice a year. Again, that's minimal standards, and we go ahead and do well beyond that.
Okay, good. That's good. Next, Human Resources Director, Jeff Leetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple things. Last Thursday, I had Mary Omelka from iLift, a workers' comp carrier, here on site just to talk about issues that we didn't have. And I verbally was told that the town of Berlin and the employee group, again, we're going to be a recipient of what we received last year, and that is falling into the 2% on the good side, if you will, as far as injuries as it relates to the workplace and other municipalities. I've not received that in writing like I did last year at this time, but that's forthcoming. So Mario did share with me that it appears that we were going to be a recipient of that again.
That's excellent.
Thursday of this week, I go to Salisbury for my semi-annual refresher training on with the Maryland State Retirement System. And then between now and the next 10 business days or so, I've got to do all the cutover based on open enrollment and then the salary adjustments within the payroll system.
Great. Excellent. Next is Michael Day, Director of Economic Community Development.
Well, thank you. Saturday we had the International Festival. I think Sharon's going to show us some pictures. That was very successful. Considering all the competition we had with the various events going on, the music was fantastic. St. Paul Choir, the Mariachi Band, and the Kazuki Knights were there. Great. Heard nothing but great things about the food. In fact, I think I have a new favorite wings place. Great things about some of the Italian food that was there. They talked about that. And Arnold's homemade ice cream was fabulous. Everybody just went on and on about that. So all in all, it was a great event. I'm kind of surprised with the reports on the amount that some of the vendors made. And some of the stores, some didn't do as well, but they said they were glad there were people in here. There was at least 100 people still on the streets at 5:30 Saturday night, which is, as you all know, you could probably bowl on those streets Saturday night, so or around 5:30. So it was a good time had by all. The music was just fantastic. I'm also glad that Chief Downing's report, he didn't bring up the Dew party that was held here in Berlin Friday, Saturday night. I guess it was, nothing happened over there.
I only got one phone call.
One phone call. Was it noise related?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, that was, I've heard great things about that too. I did not attend after spending 10 hours on my feet here Saturday. I did not go to the after Dew party over on the Tyson's property, but I've heard it was good. I do know a couple people that
It was attended very well, and everybody was very calm. It was an art show, actually, and a lot of the vendors sold a lot of art.
Well, that's what I heard. It was both the, having an art section and a music section went very, very well, and everybody that I've heard talk about it said it was great.
It was very smooth.
Yeah.
There was about 1,200 people.
A great event venue could be had out there.
Great idea.
Also, the Maryland Municipal League's underway. We have a new exhibit that's turned out pretty good for the short amount of time we had to throw that together. It's good. A lot of great comments about Berlin from people coming up to the booth talking about Berlin. They've heard about us and want to know more. And so that's been very, very successful out there. That'll be tomorrow. We'll take the exhibit down. Thanks to Mike and Tim's crews for helping out, get that all situated.
It's definitely, it's all the revisions you made today at the MML, and I think it's very fair to say that it's among the top five booths, regardless of the size of the city or whatever. And so, and I'm very pleased with the changes that you all made, having the flat screen TV with all the videos, which were only accumulating more and more and more. I don't think anybody else
So, yeah, and I received a couple compliments from other folks. So, you know, I think again, image is important, and everything we do, regardless if it's all in town or off site, is extremely important, but it all complements each other. And so, thank you, and thank everybody who's involved in getting that display together. And if we're using the same display again for what, NACOM?
No, we have.
We use it for the trade show. Right.
Yeah. Good. We are Banner City again this year.
Apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Banner City.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. That we have to credit our town administrator for, because I know
Lisa carried the flag this year.
Okay. Excellent. She's still carrying the flag.
I think that's what she is.
That's why she's not here. She's at MML. I just want to know she's on the job. Okay, and next is the town administrator's report.
Thank you, Mayor. I actually have 8 purchase orders, but I want to break them up into 7, and then we'll do one by itself. Purchase order 189, the amount of $1,983.10 in Worcester County for sludge disposal. Purchase order 934, the amount of $1,805 to try supply equipment for equipment rental to install the new drain field at the new spray site. Purchase order 462, the amount of $1,188 to Stuart Irby for number 2 triplex overhead service drop wire. Purchase order 500 in the amount of $5,866 to National Transformer Sales for quantities of 2 each of 50 kVA and 75 kVA overhead transformers. Purchase order 499 in the amount of $20,000 to Decatur Investments for the facade grant match for the warehouse conversion to offices. Purchase order 233 in the amount of $1,175 in buyer report for monitoring of wells at the Bounce property for May 2013. Purchase order 531 in the amount of $6,247 to Goody Hill Groundwork for additional stormwater best management practices on the phase 2 of the Broad Street sidewalks. I would ask if you would approve those, and then I have one additional one after that.
Does anyone have any questions for town administrator regarding any of the proposed purchase orders?
The only question I have is the one that the extra $6,000, what would they have to do for that?
Big one for Goody Hill. When we asked Goody Hill to pull his price on the design of phase 1 and phase 2, he was basing it on the design that was incorporated in phase 1.
Right.
When phase 2 went for stormwater review, there was additional work that needed to be done based on some of those areas very low volume, and as you know, when it rains, the water goes into the street and over to the other side. So this is just for the material. He is not charging us any additional for any labor that he's incurring.
You told me that.
Is the $20,000 to Decatur Investments, is that a pass-through grant?
Pass-through. It's on a fast track for reimbursement. Talk to the state today about it.
I say the amount of money that was spent is great.
Well, this is
what they put into it for that grant.
Actually, this is a three phases in this grant. It should end up, if it all goes through, we'll end up totaling $60,000 in the grant, but it's going to be a lot more spent on this. This has gone through some high channels. The Secretary of Department of Housing and Community Development has looked at it, as well as Mike Miller, this Senate or House? Senate.
He's the President of the Senate. The
President of the Senate has also written a letter about it and passed it on down. So it's gone through quite a rigorous overlook.
You're to be congratulated.
But you
were the motivator here to get this thing going, and it's a tremendous improvement to the town.
It has been, and I'm really thrilled. I hope the rest of this goes through and we can get some tenants for the building. It will be a tremendous addition to the town. But
Don't be so modest.
Well, he no longer likes me. He's told me that he doesn't like me anymore. So.
Yeah, you're making good money for
him. Now he's spending a mess.
I know he's spending. He's been making a mess. And if it's bad, I think it's great that this is continuing.
Hang in there. That worm will turn.
Yeah, I hope it
does. Good. Excellent. All right. Does anybody have any other questions?
regarding purchase orders. Otherwise, I'd like to make a motion.
Make a motion to approve all purchase orders.
Okay, we have a motion to approve all eight purchase orders as presented.
Seven.
Yeah, that as proposed by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. I'd like to ask the council's approval on purchase order 496, the amount of $1,030 to funding survey for professional services to prepare a flat electric easement on lands of Berlin Properties North LLC. We have one council member that will abstain.
Is this a pass through?
No, this was, we needed to have the easement in the survey work so that we could put the water turbine. The owners of the Tyson plant property were agreeable. We did not have to pay for the easement. The only thing we had to do was pay for the survey.
Couldn't get them paid for the work that's being done?
I'm sorry? No, but they were actually did not require us to pay them for the easement, which...
We can trade them back and forth if you want.
I think we should thank Troy for...
I'll make a motion that we approve this expenditure.
A motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve purchase order 496 in the amount of $1,030 to Element Money Surveys for the survey services to prepare an easement for electric access to our Rains property where the turbine is going. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Abstain. Okay, we have three votes for and one abstention. So we have three votes is enough to pass the approval of the first order.
If I could just one last thing, Mayor, just like to thank the Mayor and Council for the 4.5 years that I've had the pleasure of serving as your town administrator. I appreciate the confidence you gave in me and when you appointed me this position, and it's was been very rewarding. And also like to thank all the department heads. They do a great job, and you guys are well served by all of us town staff. Thank you.
And just to let folks know, we're having an open house luncheon right here in this chamber Friday at noon. The public as well. It's like everything else we do. This is a town facility, and it's a farewell luncheon. Not sit down formal time. It's kind of where everybody will talk to everybody. Hopefully, do a little meeting too. And but it's to say farewell and thank you to Tony. And I just encourage you to come. And the greater family of Berlin is certainly welcome. I will have some special words that day, but certainly I want to say that we're extremely fortunate for the years that you've been here, and you are leaving the town in a much better position to take advantage of the potential for its future than when you first got here, and I thank you very much for your dedication for your professionalism and for your vision. So, thank you.
Okay.
I don't have any other comments at this time.
I got two things. Jay, Maple Avenue, the street seems to be collapsing. If you look from manhole to manhole, it is, it looks to be.
Yes.
Could you check it out, or do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know exactly, and it actually has been repaired once already about 10 years ago, and for some reason it just is not compacting well. We will put the camera down there to see, but we did that several years ago before we had our own camera, but when we used to contract out, and couldn't find anything, but we will look into it again.
Are the manholes submerging below the level?
The manholes aren't. It's just where they laid the new sewer line.
The street is
sunk in.
Yeah.
And it was repaired about 10 years ago.
Could it possibly be, I mean,
activity. Could it be that the materials that were used just were not up to standard and didn't compact like they should?
Well, that would be my first inclination, even though I'm not a street reconstruction expert, but because I know that when it happened the first time, we did inspect those lines, and there was no fault in the sewer itself at that time. Doesn't mean that it couldn't have happened sometime.
So
it's a relatively new sewer. That's not...
Well, if all the thing is that obviously, if it's not the sewer, then obviously you all get together and see what can be done. Actually, it sounds like it'd be a lot less expensive to fix the surface than it would be to have to go in and replace the piping. But let's take it one step at a time. But just know that. So if you find that one is not the cause and the other is, at least you know to go ahead and take a look at it, work up some figures, and that way we can make a decision at the earliest appropriate time. Thank you.
My second thing, I just want to echo publicly the mayor's sentiment related to Tony Carson's performance here with the town of Berlin. I've seen people come and go, and Tony, I'm actually sorry to see you go. Your leadership and vision for the town has been right on, and I don't say this about many people, but it has been a pleasure working with you. I find you to be an upstanding and forthright young man, and I wish you very much success in your new position. So thank you.
One of the nicest things Dean told me one time is you're a good guy.
That's a nice compliment.
That to me was better than anyone could say. So yeah, good guys. Thank you.
I have two things. One's weeds in the sidewalks. It's still quite a bit of weeds in the sidewalks.
We started spraying last week.
Is there any particular place you're seeing it?
I know on Flower Street is quite a bit. Yeah. And some other streets, but I can't.
I know William Street, but we wasn't noticed it as they were. Any place that wasn't being repaired, there's a fair number of weeds. Let me ask, how long does it take to get around all the streets, and then about how long does it take before?
It takes about six or seven days to do all the streets, and you start to see results within 4 to 5 days.
Okay, so by the next meeting, we should see some dramatic
diminishing. Should see everything pretty much dying off by the next meeting.
Okay.
Don't forget, Mayor, we have a lot more sidewalks there.
Yes, right. Yes, it's a lot more weeds.
And what stands off, I guess what I noticed on Flash Street, one side is brand new and the other side is the old sidewalk, and you can actually see the weeds a lot better. But the other thing is what Dean and G has said about Tony. I don't know how to put it, but he's brought this town a long ways, and I'm glad that we had him when we had him. I'm glad we got him in the family. And he's a personable person. He's coming to my store in Delaware and visiting me. And he also, when he decided to leave here, I didn't know what was going on, but he contacted me like 3 times before we actually got together. To tell him the bad news, the sad news that he was leaving. And I respect him for that because he did a one-on-one, and I'm sure he did it with everybody, tell me that he was taking a new position. And I could understand the new position because if I was in that same situation, I would probably be going back closer to my relatives or my mother, or whoever it might be. But I think he's making a good decision, and I wish him the best in the new position. And I hope your move is smooth and no problems. Thanks for being here, Billy.
I'm at a loss for words after all this. We will miss you. I certainly respect you, your ability, what you've done for the town. We haven't always agreed. But when we have disagreed, it's always been very pleasant, and I've always learned something from it. Thank you, good luck, and their day is our loss.
Well, they said it all, but I'm going to issue, well, I got on here about 4.5 years, I think I got to just leave it. And that was a breath of fresh air to get everything in line. And I know it came with cooperation, everybody was here as well. I do appreciate everything done.
You know, does anybody in the public like to take, disagree with the council's comments?
This is the chance.
We should have invited them.
But we'd like to keep it real here. Does anyone from the public have anything you wish to address to the mayor and council? Any issues, questions, or concerns? Okay. Is there any questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
There you go. Now stand adjourned. Thank you so much for your attendance.
Thank you.